This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three and changing gears. Going to be talking about asset forfeiture. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris has that story from the Washington Post about this wonderful form of theft that is called asset forfeiture.
Yeah, and maybe we could talk a little bit about what civil asset forfeiture is. So yeah. At a very high level, and feel free to throw in your thoughts, guys, but it's when the police suspect that criminal activity is going on, and they may, under U.S. law, seize assets that they believe may have been involved in a potential crime,
maybe
the gains of
that they think may have or might in the future be connected to something
that's
illegal.
That's a good point.
There was a case that the U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear involving a man and his mother who had, I believe it was $210,000 seized. The house was sold. He had the receipt, the bill of sale, and the money. He was driving across the country, and he gets pulled over. Cop says, "I want to search your car." And he says, "Not without a warrant." And the cop, "My dog says that there's drugs." And,
right.
"All right, so you're the one talking to a dog." And cop does the search, finds the money. They seize the money using asset forfeiture. Nobody was charged with a crime in connection with this money. Just, we think it may have been used to sell drugs, or it was going to be used to buy drugs. In either case, it's ours now.
Right.
The mother filed a suit saying, you had no right to even do the search, let alone seize this. And basically the courts said, we can do whatever we want.
We believe the dog.
You have not proven that the money was not connected to illegal activity or was going to be used to conduct illegal activity, so therefore it is ours.
And that's
civil forfeiture.
Right, and that's the big issue, is that they can make the accusation, they can seize the property, whether it's money or land or cars or boats or whatever it happens to be, and then the burden of proof is upon you.
Yeah.
To prove that this isn't that, so, which is
right.
Just insanity.
Yeah, so it's like if you pulled over a car, right, with civil asset forfeiture, let's say they had $20,000, and that's it. They just had $20,000 in cash. And then the cops assume that it's because of, drugs or something criminal.
Yep.
Whereas criminal asset forfeiture would be like if you got pulled over and had 20 pounds of marijuana and $20,000 in cash, they're going to take the cash and seize it because they're going to associate it with the crime that they're going to be charging you with.
Criminal asset forfeiture also requires a criminal conviction.
Right.
So they can't just...
But that would be a criminal seizure, I guess, and it becomes forfeited upon a conviction, right?
They can't actually do the forfeiture, the seizure or the forfeiture proceedings until a criminal conviction under criminal asset forfeiture.
Because if you get pulled over, they can impound your car, they can take your car
that's
as evidence.
Yeah, impounding...
That's not seizing.
Right.
That's holding as evidence. There's a legal distinction between the two.
But in either case, so Daryl brings up a case where it was a couple $100,000, and, there's been other cases where people have had, their hotel seized, and it was worth $500 million. Here's the headline, though. Since 2007, the DEA has taken $3.2 billion in cash from people not charged with a crime. Let me reemphasize that. $3.2 billion from people.
With a B.
Wait, they took somebody's whole hotel, like their whole business?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other story.
So they can be like, oh, we think you're...
Yeah,
we think you're doing drugs out of, you're selling drugs out of your business, and we're just going to take your whole business.
In that particular case, it's because they had four or five arrests over 5 or 10 years of people who were selling drugs in this hotel,
you know,
or
I
met
think
there. It was nuts.
Here's, if there's any DEA agents listening, I'm going to give you a tip, and I don't do this very often. Every McDonald's in the country has drug deals that happen every single day.
Start seizing McDonald's. Okay, so to get into this story, we'll have more to talk about as we get through it. The Drug Enforcement Administration takes billions of dollars in cash from people who have never been charged with criminal activity, according to a report issued today by the Justice Department's Inspector General. Since 2007, the report found the DEA had seized more than $4 billion in cash from people suspected of involvement with the drug trade.
Suspected, not convicted, not charged.
Had seized more than $4 billion in cash from people suspected of involvement with the drug trade, but 81% of those seizures, totaling $3.2 billion, were conducted administratively, meaning no civil or criminal charges were brought against the owners of the cash, and no judicial review of the seizures ever occurred.
Right, and that's because in order to have a judicial review, because they don't say United States federal government v. Chris Reitman's $20,000, they say United States federal government v. $20,000,
right.
And then it's incumbent upon you to file a suit saying, that's mine. I then want to spend a bunch of money on court fees and lawyers to try to get my $20,000 back, even though it's going to cost me $50,000.
Right. Never mind the fact that I'm already out my $20,000.
Yeah.
So frustrated.
This total does not include the dollar value of other seized assets like cars, homes, electronics, and clothing. This is only cash. These seizures are all legal under the controversial practice of civil asset forfeiture, which allows authorities to take cash, contraband, and property from people suspected of a crime. But the practice does not require authorities to obtain a criminal conviction, and it allows departments to keep seized cash and property for themselves unless individuals successfully challenge the forfeiture in court.
And something that I've seen in various places that I've lived is the police will have a really nice Cadillac Escalade that they then put on the back. This used to belong to a drug dealer. Now it's ours.
Yeah, you know what annoys me? This is like such a small thing in comparison to some of this stuff. But like in Massachusetts, the cops would always like seize people's fireworks. And I know like it's kind of messed up because like I know one law enforcement officer that like every year they would have like
the best Fourth of July
party with like all of the seized fireworks, and it was like, dude, really? Like you're stealing those from other people, and then you know.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Normally, I'm really happy, but what were you guys doing? You got me on to talk to Rex. He was on.
Yeah, I was hoping you would have asked Rex a question about communism on the flat Earth.
I was asking him about the pendulum, and you just got cut off after 2 seconds.
We could not hear you.
Yeah, we had some technical issues. We appreciate you trying.
Yeah, there was some kind of technical issue. We did not hear you. Apparently, Rex heard you though.
Ah, okay.
So, no, we were not being rude to you. We just didn't think you were asking a question.
Our first time bringing two callers on at once, was it?
Hmm.
Maybe since you've been on. No, we've done it a couple times.
We've done it before. Go ahead with your thoughts, Greg.
So, although it's very fun to ask Greg questions about, I was asking him about the pendulum that makes a rotation every 24 hours. I was going to ask him the most straightforward question of what if you just go in one direction? Eventually, how come you get to the same point? But anyway, I actually called in because, you know, usually I tell you guys what I think, and we get into one of two conversations. I'm a consequentialist. I care about good outcomes. But then we get into the second conversation, which is like the principle. Like, ownership. You own your own body. You own your own business. You own your own property because of homesteading, et cetera, et cetera. And it's immoral to use men with guns to basically limit that ownership in any way.
So hold that thought, Greg. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in moments here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones here in just a moment. But have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not yet been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Back to the phones, we've got Greg in New York. And, Greg, I've got a question for you because you wanted to talk about the concept of ownership. Who owns the property that was seized by the DEA, the $3.2 billion worth of cash, not including assets like cars, homes, electronics, and clothing? What was that property of the United States federal government the entire time, or was there a private owner of that?
Well, I think it's an unfortunate institution, but I don't think in terms of ownership like you do. So that's why I wanted to ask you. I don't even discuss it in those terms. I just think it's a bad practice that should be eliminated.
So you don't have clothes that you say are your clothes?
Well, let's bunch it throughout your point of view, Greg.
Well, sure. I mean, I call in from time to time, and I usually lay out my views, but today I wanted to ask yours. My views in a nutshell are that, let me put it this way, some government is legitimate. The same way that you pay rent to have a business in a mall, you could pay rent to Disney World, you could pay taxes to a city to have a taxable nexus business in that city.
Yeah, as long as it's voluntary.
No, not if it's voluntary. The same way that you have to pay rent to Disney World to put your business there, it's not voluntary. They're going to kick you out
if you don't pay.
If you don't. Yes.
Okay, I can say that I understand your point of view. That is pretty much the model that our country is under. That's how it works.
Right. The United States federal government claims to own a bunch of land, and if you don't do what they say, then they'll take your stuff.
Not just the federal, but you could also say local. If you don't
state,
pay your
local
property taxes, mm-hmm. then they can seize your house. So the state assumes ownership of
basically everything.
Everything, or at least all land, for example.
Well, I wouldn't call it ownership.
So that would mean that you don't own your home. You just rent it. There's no such thing as owning a home in America unless you're the state.
Well, that is the current system that we live under.
For the most part, you also don't own your car.
Right.
Try not paying the yearly tax on that.
Right. So anyway, go ahead with your thought.
Right. Sure, I wouldn't call it ownership. There are legal concepts. If you look it up, there's fee simple ownership. There is sovereign ownership. Sovereign means not subject to any higher jurisdiction. So, for example, you can kill people on your property with impunity if they wander onto it because you basically have an answer to no one. It's your property.
So there, the tax collector.
Well, I mean, so there are limits in practice, you know. So ownership I define as the right to exclude others from use of a resource. Now, my question to you is, what do you consider ownership to be based on? For example, why do you own a piece of land? How do you understand that?
Like, you own,
is it completely sovereign?
In my opinion, you own what you're willing to defend.
Chris,
okay.
You, of the people on the air tonight, you actually own, and I'm using air quotes around that, you
right.
own some land.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, if you don't pay your property taxes, then, you know,
then the town owns
my
land.
You know, town government will send guys to your house to say, Mr.
Right.
Chris, you've got to get off this land.
Sure.
What would you do?
Yeah, Yeah, so I believe that I paid a whole lot of... Yeah, you don't... I paid a bunch of money, and I bought a bunch of land. I exchanged one thing for another, and in return, I was granted a deed to that land. The deed doesn't talk about I must pay taxes on it or anything else. It just, it's you own this from this property line, and here's how we define this property line, and now I hold a deed to my land. Now.
Right. Well, I would argue that if, let's say, the European colonists came here and they homesteaded the land that was previously used by Native Americans, not all of it, of course, but a lot of it. Like, they bought Manhattan for what, trinkets, etc. So my point is, the ownership concept to me is that there is some organization, whether it's the state or some private contractors, paramilitary with guns, whatever, and they're willing to basically say, yes, we will help you exclude others from taking a dump on in your forest or in your lake, from using it in any way that you don't want. And it's just force. It's the same thing as government. It's just force. And saying that, you know, they're initiating violence against you by peacefully peeing in the woods, you know, I would argue that that is just as egregious. So I think they're both institutions. I think private property is an institution, and government is also an institution.
Okay. So why do I, if I have no choice in accepting their protection of random people using my land as a toilet, why can't I just provide that service myself?
What do you mean, provide the toilet?
Well, I'm forced. I have no alternative but to pay property taxes, otherwise my land will be seized. Why can't I just look at them and go, you know what, I don't need you guys to help keep people off of my land. My extensive gun collection does a fine job of that on its own.
You could say that, but when it comes to corporations or corporate parks, you might not always be there.
Private property, my building lot. It's a big building lot, but it's a building lot.
Well, yeah, John Locke said you shouldn't have more land that you could, you know, use for yourself. But people could, under anarcho-capitalism, they could literally have the state of New Jersey if they could afford it, right? They would hire people to exclude others from the use that they consider to be bad, and that would basically lead to laws and government, except it would be totalitarian government by that one owner.
So I guess what I'm saying is if, well, I'm not, I don't know if I'm even arguing with you. We both recognize what the system is. My point
and
is I don't have
general.
A choice. Right. I'm not given an option.
Greg, thank you for the call. And yeah, you're not given an option. You must comply. And Greg's argument was, yeah, and if you go to Disney World, you must comply with their rules. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's not what you make that counts. It's what you keep. My name is Bill Harris. I'm CEO of Personal Capital, and now is the time to review your strategy for saving taxes on your investments year-round. Congress has created numerous tax breaks for retirement savers, and our new book, Investment Tax Guide, shows you how to use them. Most brokers do not help you save taxes, so you've got to do it yourself. And through April 15th, we're offering free copies of the guide online at personalcapital.com/tax.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was hoping that we would be able to get into this asset forfeiture story from the Washington Post again. Over the last decade, since 2007, the DEA, this is not including state governments, this is not including local governments, this is not including the IRS,
just one agency,
any other federal agency, just the DEA has seized through civil asset forfeiture, $3.2 billion in cash.
Just cash, not cars, not boats, not houses,
not electronics.
They seized
not
all
clothing.
That stuff, too. They seized all that, but just in cash.
And hopefully we'll be able to get back into this story. We've got Don calling in from Kentucky. And Don is actually a police officer who is a regular listener to Free Talk Live, according to the notes here. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, guys. I just want to tell you, I listen to you guys pretty regularly, and I was a first-time caller. And I was out working this evening listening to you guys, and I was listening to the asset forfeiture portion of your show just a few minutes ago, and happened to think of a law that's kind of an antiquated law that we have here on the books in Kentucky. It's relating to a marijuana tax stamp. I don't know if either one of you guys are familiar with it, but I'm going to give you a short rundown on
I'm not familiar with the Kentucky version, but I do know that they have a marijuana tax stamp in Alabama.
Interesting.
And they actually spell marijuana with an H. both in the code for the tax stamp and in the criminal code. I don't know if, you know, you wind up getting charged with possession and they spell the word marijuana with a J in the documents, if you can get it thrown out on technicality.
I doubt it.
It's a good theory.
I think that just relates to how antiquated the law was on how it was spelled in the 20s and 30s when these laws were created, possibly.
Right.
That's just speculation.
Yeah, so go on about the Kentucky law there.
Okay, quick rundown on Kentucky state marijuana tax stamp. It was created in 37 after the Marijuana Tax Act went through the federal government. Of course, most people that are familiar with marijuana know what was going on in our country about that time. It was used to regulate the production of hemp that was being made for rope for World War II and the buildup that was coming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what happened, since the federal government did not issue any of these tax stamps, Kentucky made one. However, they don't issue them to anybody. And through the civil law on the tax evasion portion, you can again be charged with a criminal offense for failing to pay tax on unreported marijuana. So basically, here's how the law works. If the owner of the marijuana possesses more than 42.5 grams of marijuana, they're taxed at the rate of $3.50 per gram.
Okay.
If they possess 5 plants or more, they are taxed at, get this, $1,000 per plant if they have more than 5. Now,
Wow. The
problem that we have, or that I see coming on the horizon in our state, in the state of Kentucky, our governor is a Republican governor. He's very libertarian leaning. He's very pro capitalism. He's, you know, individual choice. He's very, very right leaning. I would say more so than any Republican governor we've had, which have been about 5 in the last 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
He is very pro medicinal marijuana and is trying to get that pushed through. It failed last year. There's been a renewed interest in it in January of this year, and it looks like that it may pass this year. The problem I have with that is this law is still on the books, and it's so old that I don't think anybody in our capital in Frankfurt knows how to handle this. So the problem is you're going to have some guy out here, you know, that's got a prescription or has got a state permit for medicinal marijuana, is growing 6 plants of marijuana in his backyard, and then the state's going to knock on his door 2 years
tax
later
evasion.
wanting $6,000 for the last 2 years per year on these plants, and then charge him with a C felony. Which,
I'll tell you.
Now, is there, like, some way you can get, like, one of your local state reps or something to, like, sponsor a bill to remove that?
Me being in law enforcement, I think that would probably look bad on my part.
Yeah, I understand.
You get where I'm going with that?
I mean, I'm sure you have friends that aren't in law enforcement that you could pass the tip on to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's not a problem. But, you know, it's just one of those things. This law has been on the book for so long.
Let's get it off.
I've never seen it enforced, but it's one of those where, you know, it's one of those quiet laws that could start a problem later down the road if we don't get it corrected now, especially with, you know, more progressive ideals and things that, you know, people are leaning toward, more personal responsibility, more freedom of choice, and things like that, which I'm all for, because I gotta tell you guys, out here dealing with what we deal with every day, people don't take personal responsibility for themselves, and if they did that more, you know, my job would be very, very quiet.
Yep. Be very easy.
I would, exactly. And if people would take more personal responsibility for their problems, then, you know, we could probably go about our lives a lot more civilly than we do. So this is one of those things with asset forfeiture that I just, you know, I felt like it might have been interesting to bring up and have you guys discuss a little bit. Maybe there's some other people out there that are listening to this that have a similar situation in their state that already have medicinal marijuana, and maybe they have faced this problem, or, you know, it's something that needs to be brought to their attention, because this potentially could be a problem 5, 6, you know, 10 years down the road.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, the state attorney general's office comes knocking on people's doors for thousands of dollars of back taxes, and they're going, well, I had no idea that this law was even on the books.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's an important point, and we see this pop up as, you know, states, you know, start to change things, and they do things that the people want to see. Then you find out that, you know, over the last 100 years, all kinds of crazy laws have been passed. And another one that affects, you know, I think is horrible is we have states that are allowing medical marijuana legally, no problem at all. And then you have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which says, no, even if you're a legal user of marijuana in your state, you're forbidden from purchasing a firearm because you are a marijuana user. And we asked that question specifically. And that's just, it's this kind of conflict between, sometimes it's state law and state law, sometimes it's between state and federal. And to me, I think the states need to, you know, what they have been doing in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years is just saying to hell with the federal government. You know, we're going to ignore that. It's a stupid law. Nullify it.
Now, Don, I'm going to give you some advice on maybe a way that you can notify the legislators without actually you doing the notification. Find out if there's either a NORML affiliate, that's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or if there's an active Marijuana Policy Project affiliate in Kentucky. And if there are, chances are they've got somebody looking at all of this legislation, so they will know when the next hearing is. Let them know, hey, by the way, there's this marijuana tax stamp legislation or law that's still in the books. Next time you go talk to the delegates or assemblymen, whatever they're called there in Kentucky, maybe let them know, hey, if you do pass this, you need to repeal this other statute.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, that's probably what it is. It's just been something that's so old that it's been overlooked. And, as somebody that's going to be out here enforcing these laws after they get passed, I feel like they're handcuffing us on how we have to do our job and how we have to deal with people.
Well, you've got discretion, too. You don't always have to enforce them.
Right.
And that's the bad thing. We get put in, you know, we get put in a place a lot of times where we have to be the bearer of bad news to people, and they want somebody, you know, to take it out on, and it ends up being us when, you know, they're elected legislators are the ones that have done this and have created these kind of problems. So on a side note, I needed to add also, too, that this law on the marijuana tax stamp here in Kentucky actually was held up and affirmed in federal court on the grounds of double jeopardy. I don't have the year, but the case is Kentucky versus Byrd, and it does have a U.S. Code Southwest Second 515.
Wow.
I'm not sure what year it was, but it was affirmed in federal court that it does not qualify for double jeopardy, which is kind of interesting because you're also being charged with a separate criminal offense for not paying the tax debt on something that you can't legally possess anyway.
Right. Don, thank you for the call. Also, look into LEAP, leap.cc. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA-certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second, but you're probably going to do some shopping at some point, right? Like, everybody kind of has to shop for something at some point. If you're shopping online, though, how about doing something that will actually help support Free Talk Live? Start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. Go there, and you can then find links to Newegg, Amazon. There's links for Amazon US, UK, Canada. And once you find the link that you want to use, just bookmark it, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com. Just click on the bookmark that you made for yourself. And then Free Talk Live winds up getting a little bit of something that the company would wind up otherwise keeping for themselves. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricardo calling in. Ricardo, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, hello. Ricardo from Mexico.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Ah, thanks. Actually, I'm not a bad hombre if you if were talking that.
I thought you were an amigo.
Well, actually, I would like to talk about the wall. The
okay.
Wall.
Are you going to pay for it?
Not at all.
I don't
me
want
either.
You to, I don't want you to have to pay for a wall, Ricardo.
Well, actually, here in Mexico, the feelings about the wall are kind of encountered. Some people want the wall, some people doesn't want the wall. Since my point of view, I don't want the wall because of environmental stuff. There are several animals crossing the border from the state to Mexico every season.
Sure.
The world is, for in my perspective, is useless, and it is a waste of resources from American people. So, I don't know. For me, this is only a political issue.
Of course, it's a political issue. Yeah. And it's been a political issue for, you know, at least 20 years.
Decades, yeah.
Sure.
So what do you think of immigration?
Immigration?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
I should say just migration, really. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, actually, here in Mexico, we have Latin American people crossing through Mexican nation in order to go to the States. And a wall will not stop them.
Right, and there was a wall between East Germany and West Germany, and it did not stop people from trying to flee into West Germany from East Germany.
Yeah, I guess I'm just asking for your feelings on people traveling from one country to another, you know, whether it's part of their job or, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. should we have
How
these...
do people in Mexico feel about Americans coming there?
This is a different story. Here in Mexico, as you know, tourism is a very important economical activity.
Sure.
So you are welcome anytime. If you want to come to Mexico, please, you have to visit some historical places and some nice places.
Right, resorts and yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, I live here in San Luis Potosí, which is the state where Ford were shutting down.
Interesting.
Ford is shutting down a plant?
Ford was planning to do a plant here in San Luis Potosí.
Oh,
and they decided to not move from the States.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Oh, right. That was one of the things to where Trump was saying he was going to wind up doing a special tariff on companies that move or something.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that.
But I guess what I'm asking is, what do people from other countries must obviously move to Mexico? You know,
there's about a million Americans living in Mexico in violation of Mexican immigration laws.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Sure.
And I'm just kind of curious as to what, you know, what the Mexican take is on people. Maybe they're coming to Mexico, but they're not coming fully documented, but they want to live in Mexico. Is that an issue? Is it a problem? Is it a concern? Do they say, keep going, go to the American border, you'll like it better up there?
No, at all. The immigration laws for American people here in Mexico are very relaxed. But on the other hand, the immigration law on maybe a
Guatemala.
Guy from Guatemala, El Salvador, from Latin America are more strict and very hard.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yes.
So I guess it is, and I've heard that. I've just never been able to verify. I've never talked to anybody from Mexico who I could say, okay, we have a group of people in America that feel this way about Mexicans moving up from here. How do people in Mexico feel about people coming up from El Salvador and Guatemala and Nicaragua? Do they feel that same pressure? Do they say to themselves they're just coming here to enjoy our benefits and take our jobs?
At all. They are only passing through America.
Yeah.
For us, that doesn't represent any problem. But migration and police and even the army, they seem just like working different.
Now, I'm kind of curious, it's a little bit off topic, but not really. What do people in Mexico, how do they feel about, like, the war on drugs from the American perspective? You know what I mean? Do they believe
yes.
that if we were to legalize and the war on drugs here in America, that it would make Mexico better?
No, at all. Maybe if you legalize drugs in America, it will be only marijuana. You
Likely.
Cannot legalize, well, you cannot legalize heroin or
right.
Well, some other. Well, I mean, we could.
That stuff was legal about 110 years ago. You could buy it out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it would get shipped directly to your house,
but
along with the syringe that you also ordered out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
I think it's fair to say marijuana is probably more realistic in the short term. I don't disagree with you, and I believe all drugs should be legalized. But I know marijuana is one small part of it, and there's a lot of heroin trade that comes from Mexico.
Because a lot of the things was that, a lot of the points was that the war on drugs here in America causes more violence for people in Mexico because of all these cartels that are, you know, bringing in heroin and stuff over from like Afghanistan and stuff. And
they grow it there too.
Yeah, there too. Yeah. But like all of the other things, they like smuggle it in through the border, you know what I mean? So a lot of it comes over from all these other Middle Eastern countries. And
For me, the best way to handle the drugs is legalizing, for example, marijuana in the States, marijuana in Mexico, and I don't know, maybe promoting people since the school that some kind of drugs are, I don't know,
maybe...
Like education, invest money into education.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For me, the main point is invest money in education and then try to fight the hard drugs or the more poisonous drugs.
Ricardo, do you have any final thoughts?
Now you point the drugs going to the States, there are... maybe guns coming through Mexico. It is a flow that you cannot stop drugs entering to the United States, but also you cannot stop the guns coming to Mexico.
Right, because it's the United States federal government that is running the drugs that was revealed a couple years ago, Operation Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Police in the U.S. can't even keep drugs out of the prisons. There was a story just last week, I think it was, about a corrections officer in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Yeah. It might have been a suburb of Portsmouth, but, you know, that county... He was arrested for bringing drugs into the prison. So, like, you can't stop the cops from bringing the drugs into the prison.
2 days ago, myself, Daryl, and Ian were up at the State House here in New Hampshire. There was a criminal asset forfeiture bill, right?
Civil.
And one of the officers testifying says that, you know, they need this money that they would lose from this bill. Otherwise, they can't have undercover people on the streets selling drugs.
Ricardo, thank you for the call. We are out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Always online, freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl, Heather, and Chris.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.